listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chats. We have two, one on the emotionalpro.com radio page and the other at blogtalkradio.com/FPL. That's blogtalkradio.com/FPL for Full Power Living. We also have a toll-free number, as most of you know, 800-630-7858. You know, I believe one of the challenging tasks we humans have during our lives is facing our aloneness. Sometimes we feel very, very alone. You know, as we come to occupy our human body, most of us realize that we're separate and alone in our bodies. And we end up having a very strong desire to connect, persisting through our lifetime. Well, according to today's guest, there's no need to ever feel alone because we're in the company of angels who are available to help, heal, and guide us whenever we call on them. While we still do bear responsibility for making our own way through life, we can get help whenever we ask for it. And she's showing the world how it's done. Eva Maria Mora can be found at quantumangel.com. She worked as an international top management consultant before she received a stunning diagnosis that led her to pray for help and then get it from an angel. Now, she is a clairvoyant, medical intuitive, and spiritual teacher who discovered quantum angel healing, which we're going to be referring to sometimes as QAH, which she writes about and teaches. The German translation of her book, Quantum Angel Healing, was published by Random House and became a bestseller in Europe, and now they've done it here in the States. She's with us today to talk about the ideas from this book, Quantum Angel Healing. So, Eva Maria Mora, welcome to Full Power Living.
Hello, Eileen. Thank you for your warm welcomes, and thank you for having me as a guest on the show. I'm very excited because I know I'm talking to an emotional pro, and you and I talk the same language when it comes to that. It's so important what we feel, to be aware of that, how it's impacting our life, our health, and I'm thrilled to talk about that with you.
Great. Well, I really want to focus on that aspect during the second segment of the show. But for now, I'd sort of like to lay the groundwork for our listeners. And could you start with telling us the story of how you discovered that an angel could help you?
Mm-hmm. I discovered that when I was seriously ill myself. That's been almost 17 years ago. Before that, I was a healthy young woman, very successful in my career business, and never thought about any illness. We're too busy and doing too many things when we're young to think about illness. We're thinking maybe, oh, that's for older people or for later parts maybe in our life. So when it happens to you and then you're getting a diagnosis that something is seriously not working in your body and you might die, that is a shock. And I needed to find a way to turn my life around because I got this clear message. This, you can't continue doing what you're doing or, you know, you're killing yourself, because it was an autoimmune disease. So I was kind of like killing myself with what I was doing without being even aware of it. Mm-hmm. So I had a very wonderful experience when I was praying to God for help to find a way to heal and turn my life around. I had an encounter with a light being, with an angel who appeared. It was just appearing in my house and standing next to me, and it was very special to see that, and I was not afraid or anything because I felt this energy of love and this comforting and this message, you'll be fine, you'll be okay. And I was relieved at that that point in time. And from that time on, I started to communicating more with my angels, and I was looking up what are the angels doing, who is doing what, and I began to study them, you know, because I have a strong intellect. I have a double master's degree, and I always wanted to find out why things work and why they don't. So I was reading about the angels. I was experimenting things. I was learning about energy healing. I became a licensed, state licensed healer in Germany. You have to go 3 years to college. They're very strict for that. And I took all kinds of classes, studied with teachers from India, from Tibet, from Switzerland, from Arizona, from New Zealand. And I was really diving deep into spirituality and living it on a daily basis, and found a lot of puzzle pieces, what could contribute to health and well-being. But my best teachers were the angels. When I ask, how can a person connect with angels better? Because others were asking me, how do you do this? They were so disconnected. And then they showed me and they taught me. They said, well, the best thing to connect with angels is with the angel breath. And I explain in my book, Quantum Angel Healing, step by step, how you can easily connect everybody, if they wish to, with the angels. And that is very, very important because, like you said in the beginning, we are not alone. We have helpers around us all the time, and we're also not disconnected from God. It's an illusion, and even an illusion can feel very, very real, like we know from going to the movies. Going to the movies is like an illusion. We're in this world, we're feeling all these emotions, we're crying when we watch Titanic, but it's an illusion. And also it's an illusion to think we're alone and to think we're not connected with the energy of love that people call God. So it's non-denominational, it's non-religious, it's a fact. Angels are there, and there's a higher force supporting us, creating what is there, and we are co-creators and have to become aware how we're creating what we're having in our world.
Mm-hmm. So you say that you saw an angel standing there. There are different ways to connect with angels. A number of years ago, in my dream, I think it was my dream, but I was fairly close to consciousness, I heard a very clear, soft female voice call my name several times, and it frightened me at that time. And I want to tell you that a couple of nights ago, I was awakened in the night, so I went ahead and got up and started reading your book. And I fell asleep over the book, and that same voice that I hadn't heard in maybe 30 years called my name again to wake me up to keep reading. Was I hearing an angel voice? And is that one of the ways?
Absolutely, yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, yes. And were you frightened again this time, or was it more like, oh, I know you already?
No, it was more the latter. It was like, oh, gosh, I got to hear her again.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it
also,
is
I was
the time
grateful.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time now for
it
what?
It's time now to wake up to that there is more than the matter or the material world. There is way more than that. And I talked to somebody yesterday about why people are so drawn to the other world. I call it the other world. They watch movies like Harry Potter and Avatar, and people are flogging there because being separated from our own emotions, from our feelings, from our angels, this is not healthy for us. To live wholeness, oneness, and be who we really are, it's important to connect with soul, with spirit, with angels. It's there. It's not that we make it up. It's just we kind of like blended it out and weren't looking there because we're focused on whatever, making money or what the whole society was favoring. It's shifting now. It's coming to a more balanced place, and people are opening up around the globe and are letting the guard down with prayers, with asking for help, and opening up to angels and their spirit guides. And that's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. And in quantum angel healing, it's so important that we are, at least when you are a client and say, well, I have an illness or I have a difficult life situation, something is really not working for me, to at least be open and say, okay, I'm open that angels exist and I'm open that there is help for me. That's all you need to be. And when I work with clients, I'm like the communicator, like a translator between the worlds of the angels and between what they call the 3D world. And the angels are helping me to get the answers on a higher field of consciousness. That's what I call the quantum field, the spiritual internet, whatever you want to call this. It is a state of consciousness where you are able to access information like a spiritual internet. You can access information. You can ask the angels, why is this person so sick? And I could give you an example, if you like, right now, mm-hmm. What I experience on a daily basis.
Please.
Yesterday I was having a client, and I work with clients every day. A lot of them are from Europe because my work is very known over there. So this lady from Switzerland talked to me. She has lung cancer. And she did all kinds of things right. And she took also one of my classes. So she was able to heal herself to a certain degree. And after a year now, the cancer showed back up. And she said, what am I doing wrong? What is it? So that was the first session that she had with me personally yesterday, and I communicated with the angels and asked that same question,
mm-hmm.
and the angels told me it's about her son. That is the emotional origin. And I was asking, and she said, well, yeah, I have two kids, and a boy and a girl, and they're older now. And I didn't feel the vibration, the resonance with what the angel said. And says, okay, what else is there? And then she started telling and sharing her story that was very, very buried. And she was talking about that when she was 21 years old, 5 months pregnant. She lost the child. The child died.
Oh.
And that was a horrible, horrible situation for her, being so young, and she had no way to cope with that. And she buried that emotion. She could never deal with that. And when we talked about it and the angels brought it up within, you know, the first 30 seconds, they see what's behind that. And she cried a lot on the phone because she wasn't aware that she was still carrying so much grief. She was still carrying so much pain. She was blaming the doctors, and most important, she was blaming herself and creating this disease to punish herself because she thought she did something wrong. She shouldn't have worked at that time, but she needed to. She didn't have money, so she was blaming herself for the situation and punishing herself, and it was taking her breath away, and it was creating this lung cancer.
Right.
So, but you understand all these emotions and how they work. But the important thing now is what we're doing with the help of the angels, with the access to this consciousness, to the information. Within seconds, the angels point out this is where it's originating from. There is no guesswork. It doesn't take hours or weeks or months to figure out what it is. It's very fast. And the belief systems and the programmings that people are carrying are responsible for the co-creation of their world. Even if it's on a subconscious level, they're creating this with their emotions, with their thought forms, with their programs. I'm writing in the book about the programmings that we're running. It's like software in a computer. And what the angels and I are doing in quantum angel healing is transforming this energy. Emotion is energy in motion. We're able to transform it. So there is a different vibration. What we're doing is new technology, if you will. So it's the information of frequencies. And if the frequency is changing, the message to the body, which is an incredible field of information, if the frequency and the information is changing, it's like the software in the computer is changing, the symptom will go away. It will just be different. It's different. It's like changing the ingredients of a cake. You know, if you don't put nuts and raisins and whatever in there, you won't be able to chew on them. It won't be, you know, stuck in your teeth or stuck in your physical body, whatever. So what we're doing, through applying energy, the energy of emotions is changing. The information in the body is changing. And the lady yesterday I worked with, she was so at peace. She was so relieved. She said, after 30 years of carrying this burden and this guilt, I feel like 100 pounds lighter, feel so much better. And she knows that she's going to be healthy now.
Wow. That's really
forever.
Great.
You can,
well,
can
hopefully.
Question.
Yes. Now, one of the questions that came to my mind, you talk a lot in quantum angel healing, and I really appreciate this. You go list by name the various archangels, and you talk about the cherubim and the seraphim and all the different types of angels. And and so I got from that the job of angels is like to communicate, to heal, to balance, to make things work properly. And I wanted to ask you, years ago, a man that I knew was writing a book, and I would talk to him fairly frequently, and he'd say, oh, I asked my guides for help today, and they gave me a lot of help, and I got a lot of my book written, and so forth. And this was like maybe close to 40 years ago. And I said to him, are you telling me that you ask people that you can't see for help? And he said, yes, and you get it, yes. I said, I can't even ask people that I can see for help. And he suggested that I try it, and I immediately felt calm. So what are angels all about, and what's the difference between angels and your guide, if there is any?
Oh, yes, there is. And
okay.
Again, I'm a teacher, and I can talk power. So I try to make it short and very easy to understand here. So, first of all, there's as many angels and guides out there as stars in the universe, okay, countless. And angels have different, quote-unquote, jobs, different vibrations. So when I work with a client, I work a lot with Archangel Michael, who is an energy vibration, not a person, an energy vibration that is like a beam of light, if you will, so that helps transform very stuck patterns or negative emotions, negative attachments, and so on. So he's kind of like the opening act for healing. If people need to clear the energetic field first, I work with Archangel Michael for clearing all this stuff out, okay? And that is described in my book, what I mean by this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Archangel Raphael is a different vibration, and working with him a lot for the actual healing. Also, Archangel Shamuel, Archangel Raphael and Shamuel together work a lot on healing the hearts of people, because there is a lot of hurt and pain stuck in the heart, and I'm talking about the energy body and the emotional body. That's the level we're working on. But mm-hmm. by doing this, like an energetic operation, if you will, so by reconnecting the meridians, the energy, flows better, and it's like they're repairing the blueprint of a person on the light body. That's where they do their work, because they're beings of light. And by doing this, the physical body will also entrain into that and show different symptoms, or the ill symptoms go away and the health is back. So there's different angels, vibrations, that you connect with and communicate with. And you asked about spirit guides. Spirit guides have a different function. Spirit guides come in for a certain time in your life, for example. We all are born and have at least one or two guardian angels with us. They're our friends. They're with us all the time. They're there. If we're aware of them or not, it's there in a different dimension. So, they're there. And it's like, you know, if you live here and your mom lives 1,000 miles away, she's there. She's with you, even if she's not in the same room in a physical body. Maybe that's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But they're
mm-hmm.
with us without being there in a way. It's a different dimension. So, and spirit guides, they can come in for a certain amount of time, for example, for the years in school or when people get married, have a family, or a new job. Spirit guides have different assignments on a personal level. But there also are spirit guides that are responsible or guiding the whole world. There is Walt Disney, for example, whose job was to bring a smile on children's faces and also bring happiness back to the families. That was his job. He's a spirit guide on the other side. Also some musicians, and Michael Jackson, for example, he is now in the realm of a spirit guide for this world. His job was to bring love to the planet, and that is a whole workshop onto itself if I want to talk about all the spirit guides and what they're doing and who they are. I want to come back to your example about channeling this information. That's how we call it, channeling a book that we're writing or channeling music.
We are up for a break right now. Can we come back and talk about channeling and also get more into emotions?
Sure.
All right, we're talking today with quantum angel healing originator and teacher, Eva Maria Mora. She's the author of Quantum Angel Healing. You can find her at quantumangel.com. And you're listening to Full Power Living. We will be right back.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want? To take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes? Or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com. All right, welcome back to Full Power Living. Let me make just a couple of announcements. Next week on March 29th, author Ken Solon shares ideas he has in his book, Act Like a Man. Really, there's hope. Men can change. Ken has worked with men for 20 years and helps us to see the men in our lives without their masks. And remember that upcoming guests are listed at the top of the radio show page on emotionalpro.com. We hope you don't miss a single episode of Full Power Living. Let me remind you also that you can connect with us directly right now on our toll-free number, 800-630-7858. And we have chats going at emotionalpro.com and also on the blogtalkradio.com/FPL page. And if you miss us live at some point and you want to share the program with your friends or family, you can download the archive or you can subscribe to iTunes. We do thank you for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. Now, today we're talking with Eva Maria Mora, who is author of Quantum Angel Healing. And Eva Maria, right before the break, you were telling us about channeling, whether it was Mozart with a piece of music or perhaps yourself with a book. So please tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When we're channeling, we are connecting first with our soul or higher self, or with our God energy, that is what I prefer to call it. Our soul is a part of the God energy. So we're part of the oneness. And when we're connecting with this level of oneness consciousness, we're also able to connect with angels very easily. And we're tapping into the source of creation. And from this one source, all creation comes. All beautiful music comes, and that's what we're calling channeling when we're tapping into this higher level of consciousness and we're connecting with these frequencies. Painters, artists, famous artists, when we're looking at a painting saying, wow, that looks like out of this world, this is so amazing, this is so exquisite, yeah, it's out of this world. It's from a different vibration. When we hear music from wonderful composers that are famous through the centuries. Mozart is one of them, but also contemporary artists like Elton John. When you listen to him and in his interviews, he creates his songs, and it sounds like really like a software download. He says in his interviews, like within a minute or so, the song is there, and then he writes the music down. This is tapping into the source energy of creation, or scientists that all of a sudden have this phenomenal idea in their head and they're inventing the cell phone or whatever they're doing. This comes from a higher source, and when you tap into this field, then you get all kinds of valuable information that helps the evolution of humankind. So this is a phenomenon that's called channeling, being a channel in our energy body. I explain that in detail in the book. We are a channel of light, and we can tap into this information, and that is very helpful because it's not limited. No matter how smart we are, no matter how much education we have, and no matter, you know, what we have all learned, the interesting part is what we don't know that we don't know. And that's the field, where the playground where we're playing at, and it's pretty exciting.
Yes, yeah. That's a problem throughout life, what we know that we don't know. Well, it can be anyway. All right, so let's get into emotions. I realized that I was very excited because I haven't run into a lot of people who talk in similar ways, and I was excited because I know that you've gotten a lot of your information from channeling. There are a lot of similarities. For example, I talk about emotions being energy in motion. I talk about the fact that when we hold on to them, they tend to grow and they can poison us, that we have to keep the energy of emotions moving, and that they're not really negative emotions, they're just emotions. We tend to experience them as negative after we've held on to them unnecessarily. So there are lots of similarities, which I hope you can hear there also. So tell us what you have learned about emotions and why they're important in our healing.
Mm-hmm. I have in my book, in the second part of the book, 70 pages of illnesses from A to Z. And also, this is from many years of experiences, emotions that are possibly behind that we're feeling, whatever, guilty, stressed, and so on, depending on the symptom, there's a collection of emotion that is very likely leading to this illness. And also, with this symptom, it shows the emotion, it shows which archangel to work with, where in what chakra, those are our energy centers, the chakras, this information, this emotion is stored, where to put the hands on, because it's also a hands-on healing modality, to apply the energy so we can transform emotions. And emotion is something that for the most people is not visible. And there is this wonderful scientist, Dr. Masaru Emoto, who did phenomenal work about helping us to make emotions visible. He did studies on water and water crystals. So he applied energy, like the energy of love, energy of joy and laughter, to water crystals. So the crystalline structure of water that has the information, and again, we're talking information technology here, the vibration and information of joy, love, and happiness. He made pictures of those water crystals, and they're looking like beautiful flowers. They're very, very pretty and round and nice, okay? So then he applied other information, other vibration on those on the water, and they became crystalline, and they froze them, and then they can show the ice flowers, we call those crystals.
Oh yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah. But if you apply hatred, anger, all kinds of negative emotions, they are no longer beautiful. They have very sharp edges. They look not nice at all anymore. And you can clearly see now, with the help of this vehicle through his photography, how this can be harmful and how those sharp edges and those weird patterns are detrimental for ourselves, because we are 90% water, as we all know. And so the other science that is very helpful to understand emotions here is the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. And he is talking about epigenetics. We're no longer in the field of, oh, I inherited that from my mom and my grandma, and we all have the same genes, and now I have that too. We moved on. Okay, we're cutting-edge science and cutting-edge healing modality, quantum angel healing. We know through the fact of epigenetics, epi means like our environment and the vibration where we're living at has a huge impact on our well-being, on our health. And they did lots of studies, and they are showing this and proving this, and you can read this in their books and their works, scientists that epigenetics is where we're looking at, we need to look at right now, that our environment either makes us sick or healthy, and also our emotional environment. So if we're living in a happy place, we're living in a great relationship, we're having love in our life, and maybe we have the same genes like our siblings, but we're happy, we're having a happy life. It's not very likely that we get sick. And you can take people who are in very unhealthy environments, emotionally unhealthy environments, and a lot of sadness and trauma and whatnot, very likely they get sick. So this is all science-based, that the vibration, the emotion has an impact on how we're feeling. Mm-hmm. So that is very valuable information, but it's only half of it. The other half is what we're doing to transform this energy. Energy mm-hmm. never goes away, but you can transform it and you can change the information. And that is what's so unique and special about quantum angel healing. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited to know your techniques, because I talk about transforming. I know that you can transform the energy of anger into enthusiasm, for example. The other thing I would just like to mention, I had a very challenging childhood. I lost my birth mother at the age of 3. I was in boarding schools at that tender age, and traveled around because my father was in the military and, you know, went to different schools and lived in mm-hmm. different places. And there was a lot of emotion stuck in me, and I had the good fortune of moving in the direction of becoming a psychotherapist, so that I was encouraged to get to move a lot of that out. And now, after many years of doing that, I have incredibly good health. And I'm 69, and I still have incredibly good health, which is really wonderful. So I feel like I want to have the encouragement that not only if you've had bad experiences, you can get to a place of really good health. You don't have to keep suffering from early difficulties.
Absolutely, absolutely. And because you had all those experiences, You were able to have compassion. You were able to become an emotional pro, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at my life and my initiations and what I went through, there was a lot of difficulties. And when I work with clients and I hear their stories, I can many times say, well, I know how that feels. I have been there. Or I know how that feels. I had that loss too, or that heartbreak. So
right.
A lot of people who are in this field of serving humanity, they went through a lot themselves. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. No matter what your story is, no matter how difficult it was, don't get stuck in the story. And I know some people want that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make that really clear. Not everybody wants to get healed. Some people live through their story. I once had a woman in my class, in my certification program, who was a stewardess, and she was in a big hijack thing, and it was all over on the news in Germany. And she, the very first thing when she introduced herself, she said, and I was one of the stewardesses in the hijack in 72 in Munich, blah, 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 blah. So that was her story. And she said she wants to finally heal the traumatic experience when the terrorists had the knife at her throat. And then I found out that she is, if you take that story from her and she no longer has the symptoms and the trauma, she was a celebrity. Because of it, she was famous, and she identified so much with that if you would take the story away, she's just a normal girl. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So
it may have been
the story.
Dramatic.
This. You're not. You know. Brad Pitt or Angelina. You're not movie stars that have to play a role. And even those people, they once they're done with that one movie, they move on to the next movie. So get out of the role of playing a certain story or whatever you're playing in there, and look for a better movie, look for a better life story. And there are so many more wonderful things that are available to us that we can't even imagine or we haven't been opened to. So through meditation, through prayer, through opening up to your angels, through your own God energy, what I always say when I want to create something in my life, I'm saying, I would love to have this and this and this, or live there and there, or better. I always add "or better" because I know that something there's something really better out there that I don't even know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get fixated on something, a husband or a certain job. If you want that job, when you go to a job interview and you say, okay, sure, I can do this job, or better. And that opens you up to opportunities that you haven't even thought of.
Mm-hmm. That's really true. Well, I know from having had a story for many years how difficult it can be to give up your story, because even after I felt that I didn't have a lot of emotional content anymore, it was still my story. How did I explain my life and what I did, you know? And finally, I had an experience where I realized that if indeed I believed that I had changed, I could just write a different story. And I began to imagine, what would I be like if I didn't have that story at all? And that helped me get out of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it can be some work. Okay, we're up to our second break. We're talking today with quantum angel healing originator and teacher Eva Maria Mora. She's the author of Quantum Angel Healing. And in our next segment, Eva Maria, I want to talk about Children of the Light and ADD and ADHD, which I know is important to you and to me. So you're listening to Full Power Living. Come on back and we'll talk about Children of the Light.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Everybody feels anger. But if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com. We're back here on Full Power Living with Eva Maria Mora, who's the developer and teacher of Quantum Angel Healing, and that's also the name of her book. Now, Eva Maria, I'm very interested to explore this issue with you. I can only call it an epidemic from my perspective, that so many children are being diagnosed as ADD or ADHD, and most particularly that we have given ourselves permission to medicate those children. And I know I had a very powerful, energetic first child, my daughter, And I ran into a psychologist who wanted to medicate her, and I said, oh, no, she just has a lot of energy, and we like her that way. It was challenging, but there's something else going on. Talk to us about what else is going on and what this is all about.
Yes, that's one of my favorite topics, and I wrote another book about that, and I do a lot of work for the Children of the Light. So we talked before that most of the adults feel alone, disconnected, and so on. Now, there is a new generation of children that have not forgotten where they're coming from and that are really open to see the other worlds, to interact with them. They're spiritually aware, and the old system, the old paradigm, is not able to deal with those children. When they say, well, I talk to my invisible friends, or I see fairies in my backyard, I'm playing with orbs, or I talk to my siblings that are on the other side, adults say, well, this child has a lot of imagination, or saying, oh, this child is hearing voices if they talk to their angels, and they say, well, we need to medicate them, we need to shut them down. And this is what's happening, shutting down those highly sensitive, wonderful children with medicating them. And there's certain drugs that are as strong in the same category as cocaine that we give our children, our little children, to make them function and work better in our school systems and quote-unquote, help parents that don't know how to handle them by putting them in line through medication. And if that medication doesn't help, then we put them in psychiatric hospitals. It's horrendous what's mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely horrendous and horrific if we are thinking our children, there is something wrong with them, we have to medicate them because we know better what's good for them. That is such a crime that I don't even have words for it. So it's my personal crusade to speak up. And I know that there's some, well, other interest groups, I say, that are interested that the children gets medicated. Well, they probably don't like me. But I don't care because the children, they need our help. They are not in the position to make a choice if mommy or daddy gives them that medication. They just say, okay, then, because they give it to us, we take it until they get all the side effects. And the side effects are even worse. So to do this to the children is... I can only say God forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, and it's time to inform people that it's not helping the children to get numb and medicated, that there is other ways. For example, quantum angel healing is a modality that helped a lot of ADHD children that are called that. And it's really, really so sad because right now, in this time, the new children come in with beautiful awareness, with sensitivity, with new ideas, with the connection to the conscious source of creation that I was talking about, that come in with solutions for problems that we have on this planet, be it environmental problems or economical things, and they have all this awareness, they have the answers. And we're saying, well, now they're weird and different, we shut them down. That is just crazy. So I have a foundation in Germany that when I was writing the book about the Children of the Light, and it's only out in Europe and several countries, and I hope to get it out in the U.S. as well. I'm very busy doing so many things. So when I was writing this book, the last chapter, I had an experience like you, Eileen. I heard this voice, and the voice said, Children of the Light Conference. And I wasn't sure, am I dreaming, am I waking up? It was more in the early mornings when I was waking up. So I was in the state, and I heard this voice, Children of the Light Conference. I was seeing the conference. I was seeing the children on stage, their messages, what they're doing, the ideas. I was seeing that I was giving them checks to fund their ideas and projects. And I understood it's a divine assignment that I am to do this. So I had no idea how to organize a charity
but you did it.
Do all this. And I did it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first Children of the Light Conference was in 2010, and now we have one in July, at the end of July, in Frankfurt, Germany. And there's information on my website as well. It's an international conference where we give children a platform where we explain and say what's going on, and it's a nonprofit. So I'm doing hundreds of hours there, but for no charge at all. It's my personal mission to help people, parents with their children and the children, because I had to see myself what it's like to be in a psychiatric hospital. My own brother went in and out of psychiatric hospital because he was labeled schizophrenic. He was a medium like me, and he was open, and they medicated him, and they drugged him, and they crippled him, and he was never able to work. So this is why I'm doing this work.
Oh, yes, you certainly have connected. Well, I want to talk a little bit more. I raised three of what I call incredible children, which literally is the way everybody is when they come. And I'm in the process of opening my new business called Raise Incredible Kids, and my website's raiseincrediblekids.com. What I was able to do, I gave birth to two children and then had the opportunity to raise them as a single parent, more or less, most of the time. And so I developed a system of parenting in which choice was emphasized, in which responsibility was emphasized, in which their gifts were supported as much as possible. And I also, since I'm a therapist, was able to teach classes in this way of raising children. And what I've seen, my children are in their 40s and 30s and 20s. what I see as they're adults is that they essentially have been able to hold on to or stay connected to a lot of who they were at the time they were born. And my experience with the older methods is that we lose track, and then we have to spend three quarters of our lives trying to find our way back to ourselves again.
Yep.
Well, that was a great comment.
Yeah, now we're laughing about that, right? It's not always been easy. Yes.
Yes.
I think it's very wonderful that you were able, as a single parent, to do this. And it takes a lot. And I commend all moms out there and parents. Raising children is a huge responsibility, and it really takes a lot. And to protect these children from being changed, from being traumatized, and to really, you know, some people are gardening, they protect their little flowers and their bushes, and they make sure nothing happens to them, the animals don't chew them up. If we really would take care of our children so that they don't get chewed up by some system in the school or whatever they are exposed to, and really are guardians and allow them to evolve the way that they came in, like what you said you did, and then they're not getting so messed up. And then they don't have to see all the therapists when they're in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. So it's really let the children be who they are and help them to develop their talents and cater to their talents, not make them the same. Don't force them to fit in the same system that we had so many years before. Allow them to be unique in who they really are. And that is the true blessing that these new children bring in. my son is a musician, so he came in with music, and that is just his channel of expressing love, and I'm so thrilled to be able to support this, and such a joy, and he has such a joy. He was showing me last night his music that he was producing and composing, and he was
nice.
Showing his little dance moves with it, and it was just so much fun, and I was so grateful because I can see how happy this child is by doing what he's here to do.
Yes, yes, and that really, really is the key, I think, is, well, I was going to tell you briefly, my son helped me because I sort of had a foot in the old way of doing things and another one in the new way.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was about in seventh grade, I went and talked to his teachers, and they said, you know, he's not disruptive. He's really fine, but he's not doing well in school because he's staring out the window most of the time. In fact, if we're going to ask him a question, we tap the pencil on the side of the desk to get his attention first. And so we had a little break, and I was driving him. We were going to go camping together, and I did the typical mother lecture. You know, you really need to pay
mm-hmm.
attention in class and so forth. And
yeah.
then I thought to ask him, what's going on when you're looking out the window?
Right.
And he said, well, you know, a lot of the other kids in class, they're interested in sports and girls and whatever. He said, that's not what I think about. I think about what is my connection with God. And when I'm looking out the window, I'm trying to figure that out. And I just thought to myself, who do I think I am? You know, because
yes.
he was on track with himself, and I was trying to bring him back to this world. And I think that's a lot of what you're talking about there and what we don't need to do.
Exactly, exactly. And isn't it so beautiful? He was thinking about connecting with God, and they were teaching him some stupid ABC stuff. Sorry, but, you know, no offense to teachers. They do a great job, and uh-huh. they have to do a lot of things that they don't want to do either. But let's reset. Let's really reset the whole society and come back to what's really important. And it's called attention deficit disorder, and I feel that word is kind of like very interesting because the attention deficit is we don't pay enough attention to our children and
okay.
don't ask them the question like you asked, so what were you doing, what were you thinking, what was going on? So if we ask that more and find out more what our children think, what they want to create, what they really like to do, then we can prevent any medication or any illness of the whole society. It doesn't have to be that way.
Great. Wow, what a great note to end our show on. Thank you so much for writing Quantum Angel Healing, and I know you've been doing this work for a long time, but it's really wonderful
mm-hmm.
to have such a step-by-step explanation to be introduced to the archangels, to have the directions on how to work with different illnesses or problems. And I just want to thank you for sharing what you've discovered and making it available around the world.
I want to add one sentence, if I may, because it's a gift. It took a lot of work on my own life, blood, sweat, and tears is in this work, but we were guided to offer this as a gift, and we have a special for everybody who would like to get the book. It's available as a Kindle version, and this week only for 99 cents. So no one should be stopped by getting this information and getting help into their lives. That's the best invitation I can give everybody. So please get
thank you.
And I bless everybody with this.
And that's on your website, quantumangel.com, that offer?
Yeah, quantumangel.com. There's
okay.
all the information about my work. And the Kindle book you can get on Amazon. You don't even have to have a Kindle. You can download it to your phone or your computer. Everybody can have access to that, like right now, the next 5 minutes, if you want to. My gift
Good.
To you.
Thank you so much. That's really wonderful. And thank you for your time and presence with us here on Full Power Living. I hope Eva Maria Mora, that's a mouthful. I hope we will have you with us again, and you and I stay in contact. That sounds that would be really great for me.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing, and I would love to stay in contact, and yeah, I enjoyed it very much, so thank you.
Good. All right. Next week on, we have author Ken Solon sharing his ideas that he included in his book, Act Like a Man, Really, There's Hope, Men Can Change, so that we can know the men in our lives without their masks. That's on March 29th. Join us live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, for more powerful experiences on Full Power Living. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, thank you for being a wonderful producer. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.